Log Talk Radio.
What's going on? It's a new day. Welcome to a new day. As for me, I'm driving home. I'm in the car doing the show from the car again. Sometimes it's just convenient, like I said before, to talk and drive. But if you hear a lot of rain, or if you hit my windshield and it's messing up, I said windshield wipers, and it's messing up my audio, I do apologize. I have a thought, especially when I'm at work. I like to get it out before I lose the thought and get busy with this life thing. So how's your day? Hopefully you had a decent day. Don't, if you're on the East Coast or near wherever I'm near, I'm not going to really go into where I'm at, because why would you care about where I'm at? That's something that's not, you know, doesn't do anything for you. But anyway, it's raining a lot is the point. And it's been raining for, I feel like it rained most of the summer, and now it's raining in the fall. And, you know, people look at the rain and go, it's so nasty. It's nasty in a sense that, you know, you don't want to drive in it with all these hundreds of thousands of millions of people on the road. Last thing you want to do is run in to have an accident to someone, and, you know, the rain could be a cause of it. But it heals the earth. It waters the plants. It waters the grass. It's beautiful for vegetation and stuff like that. Farmers love the rain, right? Because it's a natural way to water their farmland. I'm not talking about anything. I'm just saying in a sense. So anyway, I was thinking about how, you know, life can get a little heavy sometimes, you know, and say if you're at work and or you're at home, anywhere, just anywhere. And let's use work for the first example. And you got a lot of work to do. And it's starting to become overwhelming. Right? It's starting to get on your nerves and start to stress you out because you have so much to do. I've heard people that make way more than me say to me and say to other people, I got so much to do, I don't know where to start. Are you going to let me over? You're going to let me over. Are you going to let me over? Okay, you're going to let me over. So anyway, yeah, people say, oh, I got so much to do, I don't know where to start. And I, you know, and it's like, man, I have a lot to do at work. And don't get me wrong, I do. But you know what I do when I have a lot to do? I get up from my desk, my little hole, my little box that they, you know, like to put us in. And I walk away. I go to the bathroom, take a little glimpse out the window. You know, just get away. Just get away. And that's what I mean by stepping away and stepping back. You don't want to get too involved into what you're doing where it's ruining your peace of mind. I'm all about peace and being comfortable with life, you know. And if you are constantly in your work, in your paperwork, in whatever you're doing, no matter what you do, if you build work on houses or you build furniture, and you're tired and you keep working, it's going to stress you out. If you stare at a computer screen, even if people want to knock people that work in offices, guess what? That's stressful work too. I will never knock anything anybody's doing as long as you're trying. Excuse me. And whatever you do, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of stress. And you can easily say, oh, well, you know, I don't really care that much about my job. It's a paycheck. We get that. I understand that. But in order to keep your job and pay your bills or have a good time, you got to care a little bit about your work in order to be successful. And because of that, it causes stress. And when things get stressful, I just walk away. Step away. Step back. And realize that, you know, even though it's important to somebody, in a sense, know that there's so many other things in life that are way more important than that. And it somewhat trivializes your work, and they're not saying anything you do is not important, but you want to still step back and be like, oh, okay, it'll be all right. It's not the end of the world. Unless you're a surgeon and you make a mistake and someone dies, I mean, even they might have to get over something, which is the craziest thing. Just think about that. Let's sidetrack real quick. You're a doctor. You're a surgeon. And you're working on someone and you're performing surgery. And they die because of a mistake you made. Man, that's deep. That's too deep for me to even think about. So, in that sense, would they be able to step back? I guess they would have to be able to step back. I mean, I'm not going to say, because I was about to say, and I am saying right now, that they make so much money that they go home to wherever they live and try to, you know, rationalize it all, but... Man, I can't, because I've never done that, and I never will do that. I don't have the stomach for it. I try to help people the other way, more so mentally and emotionally. I can't fathom literally working on someone, and it's all my fault that they died. Man, that's deep stuff. That's too deep for me. No much. There's not enough money in the world for me to go, oh well, I'm going back to my mansion. I wouldn't be able to... you know, live with it that much. It reminds me of a friend I got, my significant other cousin's husband. He works as an EMT and a paramedic. Maybe that's the same thing, so don't think I'm slow, okay? Don't make fun of me. The point is, he sees all types of stuff all the time. Last time I spoke with him, which is a while ago, he said that he saw someone with a screwdriver in her neck, but they couldn't talk to her or get enough information out of her to figure out how that screwdriver got her neck in the first place. So it's amazing because when I ask people to do certain things and when I talk about certain things, I use those examples as a doctor, as that guy, as a paramedic. You know, you can't expect people to just be able to easily step away from stuff like that. You can't. I mean, I'm talking about it, and I make it sound easy. I know it's not easy. I'm trying to give a way to relax and be able to get away from what issue you're dealing with on your day-to-day career or job or situation. And same at home. When you're at home and you're with your significant other or your friend or anybody, whoever, whatever you want to call them, and you're going back and forth with such person, and they're just giving it to you. No, you ain't, and you should, and why ain't, and how come? Instead of, you know, because maybe you're losing that fight, and maybe there's nothing you can do. Instead of going back and forth, step away. Now, that person might not be able to deal with you stepping away like that. They might take that as disrespect. But you can explain to them, like, look, this is stressing me out and aggravating me. So can I just step away real quick? And we can. And some people won't be into that, but at least try to, because being really caught up in and involved with those situations can be very, very stressful, and it's just not good. You just got to learn how to step away. Because anytime I'm starting to get angry at work or angry at home, I step away. And even if it's not a literal step away, I step away in my mind, like, hey, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's not the biggest deal in the world. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. I repeat that. It'll be okay. And then when I also, this is two parts to this. So also when I mean step away, I like to step away and take like a look at my life and my situation and, you know, do a compare, contrast, do pros and cons, do what I want to do and my goals. I like to observe, like, if you had a psychiatrist or psychologist, I don't know which one sits down and wastes your time and your money. Now, it's not a waste of time. Don't get me wrong. It helps a lot of people. I'm just not into it. And don't judge me because of it, because it really does help a lot of people. However, if you did that yourself and you were able to analyze your situation, it probably save you a lot of money. So that's what I'm saying is take the time to step away from yourself. Like, maybe it's not this crazy, not this serious, but like an out-of-body experience of your life. Like, if you can literally take yourself as you sit, like, as I'm sitting right here, right? I'm in the car, I'm driving, and if I wasn't talking to you all, I would be sitting here thinking, well, listen to the radio, music, blah, 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 blah. I would, if I don't do any of that, I'd be sitting here thinking to myself, you know, did I do that today? Did I accomplish what I wanted to today? I have this thing I wanted to do. That's not done. You have to take, you have to step back from yourself and summarize or analyze your situation and be honest. And I was talking to a friend last night. Stop being full of crap. Stop it right now. Right now, stop being full of crap. It's not worth it, okay? Stop lying to yourself. You can lie to the world. Just stop lying to yourself. It doesn't help. It doesn't help at all. Being full of crap does nothing for you. All it does is try to fool you and yourself and the people around you, and you're going to waste all your life being full of crap. Stop it. That's the most annoying thing I've noticed about most people. Everybody's full of crap. Stop being full of crap. Stop it. Okay, I'm sorry, but it's just annoying. Be honest with yourself. Take a step back and say, man, I was supposed to finish school. Did I finish school? Oh, well, I wanted to write this book. Have I got started? Oh, well, I wanted to work out. Did I work out today? You ask yourself these questions, and are you doing it? And if you're not doing it and you're not happy with your situation, then do it. It's easy for me to say, I know, because you don't have to tell me that. I know, because I, the reason why I do these podcasts and have these talks, because it's the same stuff I'm dealing with. It's very easy to go say these things, but it's very hard to do it. But I do. I literally sit on my quiet time. That's why alone time is very key. You need some alone time. You need to be alone. No TV, no devices, no radio, no nothing. Nothing. No internet, no nothing. Just you and your brain. And it's a hard space for a lot of people to be in. But I like it because it helps me be be vulnerable to myself in a way. So I go, man, I wanted to do this. Did I do it? Nope. Got to get to doing it. I wanted to have X amount of dollars at this point in time. Did I do it? Haven't done it. Got to get on it. So you got to, what my point is, step away from your day-to-day, in and out, going to work, take care of business, take care of your kids. Step away and evaluate yourself. Oh, yeah, and evaluate your friends and your people around you, your whole situation. Do that whole thing. Do the whole thing. Evaluate your whole situation. Do you like the friends in your life? Do you like the way your life is going? Do you feel like you're just on the treadmill, hamster wheel? I know that feeling. You know, just take a whole thing. If you don't like your friends, get some new ones. They might be mad, but if they're dragging you down, it's just going to ruin you. If you make bad decisions, stop making them. If you waste money, stop wasting it. It's like I said before, it's very easy for me to say, and I know it's harder to do. I do a summary and evaluation myself almost every day. I go, all right, today, how was today? Oh, didn't do that. Wanted to do this, up, wasted some money, ate some junk food I wasn't supposed to be eating. And, yes, it's annoying to get on yourself like that, but I don't think it's beating up yourself if you're honest. And that's my point of saying be honest with yourself and step away, step back. Get up out of your self-conscious thinking and just be honest, and it can improve. It will improve. And over time, you'll be happier and happier because it's all about happiness because it's a new day. What is it, September 27th? We made it to another day. So today, step back from stressing life and step back from yourself and evaluate your situation, and maybe you can make yourself happier. So enjoy the rest of your day. Rain, sun, snow, sleep, whatever it is.